Hello.
See
I
every
gave you a
freaking show.
countdown. Dude, I gave you a countdown and everything. You just weren't paying attention. I tried. You
Apparently
saw the
wasn't.
countdown. All right, I'm waiting for the Twitch chat to defend me, but that was bullshit. You know I
All
tried.
right, you know what? Fine. I wasn't expecting it because you haven't done it yet. This is the first time you've done it. All right.
All right, well, we're using new software. Sorry, we had some issues before the show started, but I think we're good to go now, so.
Awesome. Well, welcome to chat wheel, everybody. The most unprofessional professional show in Dota, is what they call it. I'm your host, Darius Barry Levesque, and with me, as always, is Greg. What is up, Laird? How are you doing, man?
I'm
Other than
pretty
tired.
grumpy right now, but only because I'm tired. I had a long day of casting, which is fun. Got to cast with Hippie, and now he's joining us for the chat wheel. So, I did some joined Dota games, and
Did
we've been
a, you've been
playing.
doing a lot of them lately.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot, so it's good.
You casted for 15,000 people.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and that's
Big
the
deal, Greg. Big
dude.
deal.
That's the population of my hometown. Also, the population of the school that I go to. So that's pretty incredible, actually.
You walk outside and you're like, I cast it to all
I
you.
cast it to all of
I
you
cast it
people!
to all of you. I cast it to you.
You did a really good job, except for not shouting out to the chat wheel at
There's a
the end of
shout
it.
out somewhere, probably. Maybe.
So sad.
He might have said chat at one point and then maybe wheel at
Wheel
another, you
later.
know.
At some point, it came up.
Commented on the chat wheel in game. I don't know, but yeah, it's been fun. I've been casting a lot lately, so it's nice. I haven't casted this much in like probably over a year and a half since like TI2 was when I used to cast this much during like Gosu League and when Starladder was like season two. I actually casted the LAN for Starladder. No one knows that because everyone watches Dota now. Didn't watch Dota then, so. It's nice to be casting a lot again, though. I missed it a lot, and it's been fun. So,
For all of our new viewers, Greg used to be a big deal. Not
yeah,
so much now,
now I'm just a
but he used
washed
to
up
be.
scrub.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
He used to work for Gosu Gamers with Purge and Shiver,
Yeah.
in case you didn't know. Those are the glory days. Now he's
I'm
just
happy.
watching him
I
happy.
started pretty much right at the same time as Shiver. Like she, we started like 3 days away from 3 days apart from each other.
Greg
So.
dusting off the pipes, getting right
And
back in the game. I
look what
like
I
it.
did. Look what Shiver is now. Man, I screwed up. Something about school or something.
It's all right. You're getting ready for the future in
Oh
case it
yeah.
doesn't
Oh yeah, we're
work.
ready to go. But it's been yeah, casting JDL's been really fun and Cap is pretty much the one who organizes everything for that. So if you guys like the community streams and like all the extra content and stuff, he's pretty much the person that organizes a lot of that stuff, so it's been fun, yeah, I've enjoyed it. And I get to pull people in like Kippy, who I've never casted with before, but we had a fun series today. So yeah, it's
It was a
been
good
fun.
time.
Yeah.
I'd do it again.
10-10 would reorder.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite give you a 10, man. Maybe
Oh
like
wow.
8.5,
Never
8.5.
mind. Woo!
You're
Wow.
fired.
The flames are hot already. Hippie, glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here, man. I was excited to get back into this stuff. It's been forever since I've done an actual talk show, ever since the Dota Radio morning show went on indefinite hold when Zayori was moving out west.
Zarya
So,
went out west
once he
and doesn't
abandoned
talk to
you,
us anymore.
left me
yeah.
behind,
Ooh, yeah,
kicked me off his
I could
boot.
hear in your voice. Oh, a little bit of the,
You're
ever
the
since you
anchor.
left.
Man. Dude, I'm so happy for him. Is he really was a great dude to work with, and I'm really happy he's working with BTS now. He's working with pretty much the coolest group of people I can think of.
Except for us, of course.
Present company accepted, of course, yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
You're on fire right now, hippie.
What is it, studios?
You're rocking a thin line. But
First, Greg sucks, then we're not the best. Moving on to Coddle Guy. I like Coddle Guy more now. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm very happy you guys asked me to hang out because I've been imprisoned here in this bedroom all night.
That's
So it's fun
right.
to have something to do.
Your wife
Trapped
has
in a
one in the house,
bedroom.
huh?
Yep. She was originally gonna be working tonight, but work decided to call me off, which is great, but unfortunately I didn't want to be rude and cancel her plans, so I handed over the rights to mostly apartment, and now I'm confined to the bedroom, which is like the size of a closet, so happy
What
to
a
be here.
gentleman, man. You are too noble for this world.
Yeah, base coddle guy right now.
That's right. So, the news came out today that you are now the E-Hug caster.
You're now E-Hug.Kyle guy.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
All right, well, I'm just gonna say before we talk about it too much. Shut up! I'm just gonna say that Kyle guy is the person that actually deserves this job, no matter who else applied. So he has an undying love for E-Hug and Ryu, mostly just Ryu.
I love it.
No, he deserves it. So hopefully you get to do some cool stuff. You got your first event tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really intrigued to see how it goes. It gives the chance for, you know, any player to come and play against a sponsored team and have some fun. It's going to be super casual, and I would imagine, and they get the choice over picking two heroes.
Are you holding your microphone? Oh my god!
Dedication, man.
All right.
I brought my nice microphone here into the bedroom with me. Yeah, that's true. But no, it's gonna be a lot of fun. They'll be able to pick some of the heroes that the E-Huggers have to play, and I'll cast the game and have a good time with it. So you can go sign up for it, I believe. I'm not sure if you have to have a full team or not. I believe you do have to have a full team. I know I should know more about this because I'm with E-Hug now, but it's also all very new to myself, so I'm really eager.
All right.
Excellent. So, this week, let's start off where we missed last week, obviously.
Yeah, we weren't here last week, so some of these are a little outdated. We can kind of glaze through some of them, except for the important stuff.
Have you guys had a chance to try the new heroes yet?
Yes, I have, actually.
What do you think of them?
Phoenix seems pretty underwhelming. Maybe the ultimate is very good, and the spirits are pretty good, but I think the Ray is... got nerfed to like shit. It's like okay now. The Icarus dive is really neat. It's like definitely one of the cooler abilities in Dota. But I don't know. It seems like okay. The biggest problem is I don't really know how you lane it because it's kind of like a shitty support. You have no CC. you're pretty much your main job is just zoning people like out of the lane. So I guess maybe it could work as like a tri-lane support. I don't really know. I don't really know how it would work competitively. It seems unlikely. Terrorblade is kind of scary because Metamorphosis is ridiculous. But if you like gank him twice, he's just useless. So it's not. I don't think he's very good personally.
Hippie, what do you think about the new heroes? You had a chance to try him out?
Yeah, I have. Terrorblade was actually one of my favorites back in Dota 1. Although this was way back when he had Life Drain as a regular skill. Yeah, way back. I'm like 5.84C. That's when I started playing Dota. But So I've always liked the guy. Obviously, Metamorphosis with any kind of aggressive support is pretty much a free kill at level 2. But like Greg said, if he gets slowed down at all, he has no real way to flash farm himself back into the game, so he needs a lot of good protection if you want him to be solid. And Phoenix, I think, is kind of cool. As long as you can get levels on him, you can kind of offlane him if it's not a particularly strong safe lane from the enemy team, because Icarus Dive can get you out of a lot of shady situations, and... one level of fire spirits basically means no one can swing at you ever if you land it. Like, they just sit there, it's like, oh, this is worse than a max level untouchable. Thank you very much, ranged enchantress.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's the best.
You can get a lot of levels that way. I have a friend who's been playing almost nothing but Phoenix, and he's actually done quite solid. Basically get the max the spirits first, get one level of dive, and then just wreck everyone in team fights. It's funny with Warlock, because Fatal Bonds, and also when you drop a Golem on them when the Supernova starts, it's really hard for them to do anything about it.
Supernova seems really good.
It's really good if you can do it. See, the problem with it is you have to kind of be in the middle of the team fight, but also in a position where you're not just going to get focused down, so it's kind of a weird dichotomy. You have to find a delicate balance with when to use it, but if you do get it off, it's just ridiculous. You just win the fight.
Yeah.
The key about Phoenix is I've played like 15 games with him, because that's what I do. I love playing things over and over and over again. And the thing about Phoenix, he's really actually quite strong, but he has no CC, as Greg said. So what happens is you're kind of relying on your team to have some kind of CC.
So what do you do, though? Is it like do you deal damage with just like...
damage.
You just hope that Supernova wins you the team fight? It's kind of what it seems like.
You want to max Fire Spirit followed by Dive. Because what happens is people...
Ray is useless. Okay.
Well, Ray is okay at the end game. It's actually pretty good once you don't max it first. I saw someone do that earlier, and it seems so useless because you can't move. They can just move away from it.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to max Fire Spirit, and you want to use Fire Spirits before you ultimate, because people just ultimate and then get destroyed. Because it only takes 5, 7, or 10 hits to the egg to kill it, right? Your fire spirits are meant to slow the attack speed down, and it does a major slow. It's kind of ridiculous if you watch it at max level. So you slow people down, you dive in, and then you don't want to like land your egg right in the middle of them because it can just turn and fucking hit you. You kind of want to do it off to the side a bit, so we got to walk like a couple steps.
Oh, that's a huge radius, make that, right? It's basically as big as Ravage, right?
It's like 1,000,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's really large. All
right. And you have to make them decide, is it worth walking to you to try to kill you or walking away and taking the radiance damage? Yeah, and if everything's going around you, they just lose track of it for like 2 seconds, because it takes like 5 or 6 seconds for the egg to drop, you kill them. And if you don't, all your cooldowns, your mana, and your life comes back to full. So not your items, but only your skills. So as soon as you do that, you can pop fire spirits again, you can dive on top of them, and just do it all again.
It seems pretty good.
It's pretty worthwhile.
Like if you're behind, it seems like it's just terrible sport. Is that true?
It's tough. It's like, unless you snowball, and I've won like 8 games and lost like 6 or 5, something like that. And it's really dependent on your team. But as you get better with it, it's actually not bad. It's a good off lane. It's a very good off lane. The dive is just, if you go aggressive, you start slowing them down, hitting the dots, you can just swing right in front of them, right near a tower, and just still kill them. It's amazing if you know how to play them right. Not saying I do.
All
right,
well, but, I mean, I can see that.
But, you know.
It just seems really, hard if you're behind it all, but I can understand that.
And if you can use items, usually, while you're diving. So you can, like, hit your Shiva's Guard and then fly out and just hit the Shiva's Guard on everything.
Well, that sounds appealing. I'm on top of that.
It's fucking baller. It really is. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Just gotta do drive-by Dagons all day.
Pretty much. I don't know if you can use Dagon, but man, that'd be awesome.
Have you tried it? Useful. He's got so many like tools and so much versatility. I've never personally gotten the chance to play him yet. And then back in Dota 1, I left before he was introduced, so I really have like no experience personally with them. But when I'm in games with them, and from what I've seen, like, have you seen him use the fire spirits to triple stack the radiant jungle? Like, it's so many tools. It's endless versatility. So I'm curious to see how people play him, and it's nice to see like a new hero that's not like a diehard carry. And then for Terrorblade, I welcome him back like an old friend.
I never tried Terrorblade yet, and I wasn't in Dota 1. I started playing Dota and Dota 2. I played like 3 games in Dota 1, and I got destroyed. I got ganked from the jungle. I'm like, fuck this game. I was like trial laning a mid because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, hi guys, like, get in your own lane. I'm like, which lane is that? I don't know. And then I got killed, and I'm like, fuck this, rage quit. And I went back to playing like whatever I was playing at the time, Tower Defense.
Get lessons from Demon. He's been playing Terrorblade like crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did watch him a bit, and it seems like the armlet interaction is broken right now. So that's interesting. I don't know if they fixed that in the last patch, but unless it's supposed to be like that, but when you use armlet and you make an illusion, it has like way more health, like substantially more. Is that just how it is, or is it...
Yeah, it works with every illusion hero because it adds the strength to your base stats. That's, it doesn't add it to... So, and
it even, like, gains health while the... That's fucked up.
It's why, you know, Chaos Knight, always turn on your armlet before you Phantasm.
See, I don't know, like, if that's...
levels of damage.
I like it. I feel like it's, like, the same kind of thing, like, when people drop items to use Arcane Boots. I think it's just situational when you actually have the item and you can do that nifty trick. I think it's fair. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think, or if you think it's just something that needs to be fixed.
That's fine. Well,
I like it.
Yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I don't know. So, he seems like fine, but I particularly don't like Terrorblade very much. Sunder is a really cool ability, though. Stealing Sunder as Rubick is something that I can get behind. That is fucking awesome.
Stealing anything as Rubick is satisfying, pretty much. Unless it's like, I don't know, what would you just hate with Rubick? It's got to be something useless.
Oh, that Blood Rage skill, whatever, Blood Seeker Silence.
Darkness is pretty bad.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Darkness. Unless you have the Aghanims, and then you get the Night Vision.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, well.
But if there's a Night Stalker, he doesn't have an Aghanims. Something's wrong.
Yeah. So.
So this patch also brought more than just 2 heroes. It brought all the balance changes. Does anyone have anything they find notable about the patch they've liked the most? Or changed the game? Anymore?
Blink Dagger is my favorite.
Blink, yeah.
That's mine too. Yeah.
For probably.
That really...
The Blink, I think, it seems, I don't know. It seems like people really haven't, like, abused it either. It's just been, like, it's just, like, nice on, like, strength, strength carries that need, like, Slardar, basically, is the hero I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, heroes like that's nice. It's also actually really nice. There's a hero I was playing the other day that I was realizing that I had tons more mana. I don't remember, but...
Is it like Shaker or Sand King?
Yeah, it was Sand King. And I noticed it was extremely helpful. I don't know. I think it was a fine change. Like, people don't buy Blink that... Like, people didn't buy Blink that much, except on, like, mids, and I think that's... I don't know. It seems good now. I like it.
I was a fan of the bottle change. We can actually cast it on other people now.
I have never done that.
I've done it, and it actually... It's quite useful. It's just...
What's the range? Is it, like, melee?
Yeah.
It's 900.
Is it? What?
It's fucking 900?
No.
Shut up.
No, never mind. Nope, sorry.
Oh my god.
I looked down. It doesn't say, but it's...
I assume it's basically melee. Close. It's like as soon as... It's basically like...
Yeah, you have to be pretty much hugging them, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, it seems useful.
I've used it. It's actually pretty good. It's just hard to hit the control... and do it. I don't know. It's like my hand just doesn't always go down.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's I already have all my items. It's like Alt QWE and ASD.
Oh God.
So I have to hold multiple modifiers to bottle people. It's really annoying.
Would you use legacy keys?
No.
I use the old Han keys. Yep.
Ah.
Yeah.
I went Dota 1 to Han to Dota 2.
See, I've got a. I can't see.
That's pretty common. I think a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
I did that.
It's all right. I'm Han Trash. Everyone already knows.
I was on that same bandwagon. Don't worry. We all got on a train together. We just, rode right through that. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I played Han for a little bit. I didn't play nearly as much as most people, but I did. I touched on Han. I also kind of like the Alchemist changes. It's kind of nice to not see him every single game now, although I did see him a lot of games today. I think he's still good, but it's not as, it doesn't seem as broken, at least. Like,
well, he's still strong. He just no longer has the best stun in the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's also nice to be able to play All Pick again. No Earth Spirit. That's, shout out to that. And actually, Faceless Void. I've seen Faceless Void in more competitive games in the last week than I think I ever have before. So I'm a big fan of that as well. I think that hero is really fun, at least in competitive context.
So good.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since what, like. 0.77?
Loda
7.6 or 7.7, Loda would pick him a bit, but...
Yeah, Loda would, like, try lane it and lose, but... Shout out to Loda. Whoops.
Yeah, props to that change. Honestly, I think I said this to you when we were casting earlier today. I didn't really think that was going to have an effect on Faceless Void picks, because I thought it wouldn't compensate for his weaknesses enough and his terrible early game, but teams are proving me wrong. They're happy to pick him up.
Yeah,
we'll have to see if he sticks around or if he's just kind of a...
We're trying to out. Yeah. I think honestly, it might be larger as the Time Walk mana change, because it's way cheaper now.
Yes.
The speed's great, too. I mean, normally, if you're chasing after someone, you put up that Chronosphere, and you get him on the other end, you have to run all the way through it normally, and that's like 2 seconds to run your slow ass across the bubble to get to him. So you're saving an extra one hit or two hits, and if that hits a crit, that's a lot of damage you're missing out on. Now you get that damage. It's really good.
Or a bash, even with the double bash damage in Chronosphere, that's a lot of damage.
Also, obviously the Invoker changes. Quaswex Invoker is like, I used to only play Quaswex Invoker back before it got nerfed, and it's nice to be able to play it again and not get publicly flamed. So, but it's actually very good. Like, it's a lot different because you can't really do nearly as much damage in the mid game, but you provide way more. Like, you can actually affect team fights more than just dropping a Sunstrike and a Chaos Meteor. Like, I don't know. Tornado and EMP are insane abilities. And it's also extremely easy to hit EMP now, since it doesn't change. You don't have to check it every level to figure out if you need to Tornado first or, like, EMP first. You just kind of have a general idea. And then eventually you have to switch it a little bit once the Tornado lift time gets higher. But, I don't know. It's really nice. And I also did not enjoy playing against Forge Spirits, so... There's that.
They were pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I was pretty. I was like, sometimes I play support, not a lot, but when I play support, I always used to just cower in fear of Forge Spirits. So
you guys dominate a lane alone. They're so good. I would see frequently them just throw them in a lane and take control. And next thing you know, Invoker's taking down a 2v1 if he's going against a Clockwork and someone else. It's too good. But I think one of the best changes for him was the invisibility. Now he gains move speed as opposed to losing it, which is a great new escape mechanism.
Yeah, it's
makes it an point. Actual escape mechanism instead of a dust magnet. Yeah,
exactly.
Instead of, oh, you're invisible, you're dead now. Funny joke. So, yeah.
Do you guys think we're going to see Morphling come back now that he can cast and attack during waveform?
Is that enough? I don't think he fits in the current meta, really. I mean, I can see situations where he still gets picked, but I cast, oh my god. The other day I casted a Naga versus Morphling game, and I had flashbacks. It was horrible. And I hope that style of Dota does not come back anytime soon. It was very boring. It was really not fun. But I don't think he's very good right now because he's not really I don't think he fits. He's not really a teamfight hero.
I think if the meta favored carries that farm two items before becoming active, he'd be really, really strong.
Yeah.
Because in that context, again, he'd be good.
Yeah,
but you know, in a meta where you want carries that basically come online the second they have a BKB or the second they have like one item, he's not there. He needs two items to be an effective hero.
Yeah, because like if you think about the popular carries right now, it's like Luna. It's mostly just Luna. Luna's like Luna. Easily the most popular carry right now, and that pretty much I think is a perfect
Gyro
example.
Too.
Gyro too, yeah, is a pretty good example of the meta. It's like strong, like okay laning, you can get ganks pretty easily, but once you hit six, you immediately have an impact in the game. Like, you can eclipse if they dive you, and once you get 11, you can basically just like crap on people. So,
one of the changes to items was Rod of Atos, 325, 350. Do you guys have any idea on how to make this item?
The item is completely fine on...
Yeah, but it's never bought.
That's not true. It's good in very specific situations on very specific heroes. Like, it's okay on Death Prophet. It's okay on... It's okay on, like... It's actually surprisingly okay on, I don't know, a couple heroes, but mostly just DP.
It's pretty okay on Visage.
Yeah, on
Visage.
Pretty
good on Coddle.
Gives you the extra slow. I mean, it's an item
Coddle's
that...
Coddle's a garbage hero, so...
Well, right, the problem right with now. The item isn't that it's not good. It's that when you have that much money, why aren't you buying a piece of a sheepstick instead?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem with a lot of these different. Oh, you have these various support items. Is why aren't you just getting a sheepstick?
I think sheep actually
99% of the time, sheep is the best choice.
Yeah, I would probably like figure out a way to nerf sheep if I was Ice Frog, because it's just like everyone buys that item on every hero. And like,
well, I think when you just buff
Shadow Fiends are buying Sheepsticks, like, shit's, there's something wrong.
I think when you just buffed Blink Dagger, you don't want to nerf Sheepstick, because if you buff Mobility, and I mean, I know you're nerfing Force Staff too, the more you buff Mobility, the more Sheepstick is necessary. Because if you can't lock someone down, I mean, otherwise, you know, you get enough Mobility items, and if there aren't just five stuns on a team, you're either going to see five stun lineups, or you're going to see everyone building Sheepsticks all the time to counter Mobility if there's too much of it. So I think you have to be very, very careful when you're balancing those. I mean, way, way, way back in the day, before, people actually refer to it as Blink Winter.
Oh my god.
Before Blink had the 3 second cooldown on damage. Yeah, and so it was ridiculous. You had a 2150 gold item that just, you needed like a 5500 gold item, Sheepstick, to counter it. That was just how it was.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think most of the 6.0 changes are good. And actually, a lot of them have sort of made a bigger impact than I thought they would, but. I don't know. It's been fun so far.
I've had fun so far with the patches.
Less necro cheese. I said less necro cheese.
Yeah, less necro cheese. That's, mostly because you
good.
Can't suicide like 1,000 gold with the units every minute and a half. But.
Yeah. Well, I still think, you know, it's still going to be a strong item situationally, but it was just too good. Like as soon as you couldn't Midas that anymore, it was like, oh god, here it comes.
Like I think it was still fine on like Nature's Prophet and Lycan and stuff, so
it's still good on Pugna. It just means that Pugna and a team with 5 necro books is no longer auto win the game.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it's been a good patch. I think I've put against some meepos in pubs and they've actually like done stuff, so that was kind of neat.
Honestly, that's the one change I looked at and I said this has literally zero impact, because if you're getting Meepo ult before you have all of Meepo's skills, what are you doing with Meepo? You have level
mostly,
1 and 2 skills that control.
It's good, it kind of makes Meepo mid, like, reasonable. It's like, pretty okay. You can you can just crush him with like the correct hero, obviously, but
yeah,
it's like, well, I mean, it's a little better.
Epitome of situational hero right there.
So I don't know. It's okay though.
The final thing I want to talk about with the patch is, has anyone tried out the new ability draft mode? Yes. Love it, hate it?
I'm not a huge fan of it. I played it a bunch. I mean, I played over 10 games of it, and I'm kind of sick of it now, but it's fun. I think it's awesome. I understand why people like it. I just would rather play normal Dota.
Greg, you're just terrible at it.
I know.
That's the problem, is you're just terrible at it.
I mean, I always say my hero's garbage, and then we win anyway, so I don't know, but...
Like Wraith King throws Impetus at you. It's amazing.
He's in there and he's like, oh, this skill looks pretty. Whatever. That one's cool. That one, oh, that's a neat icon. Oop, I'll take that one. That's what I think you're doing.
I love it. All right. I love this mode because in regular Dota, I have no clue what I'm doing half the time. And in this mode, nobody knows what they're doing, right? I mean, it's like, I see like Death Prop come and I'm like, I see Death Prophet come like, all right, she's going to ult me and she's going to, you know, silence me. She's going to, no, she just fucking ravaged me, you know, with Tidehunter or something. I don't know what's going on. I never know what hero is going to do what at this point. So I just kind of wait for what happens to happen. It's amazing. It's like controlled chaos.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I'd just rather play normal Dota.
And you can't be bad. You can't be terrible because you can just claim the mode. No, it's just like, this game, fucking game mode, it's broken. Well, and then you just rage and quit. It's never your fault.
But I don't get why people take it so seriously. Like, I've played with people.
Yeah, I played it.
And they're just like, oh my god, why did you do this? How are we losing? But, oh my god, it's ability draft.
I remember, like, the first 2 days I was playing it, I think I got flamed, like, I played probably, like, equal ability draft and normal Dota, and I got flamed, like, 3 or 4 times as much in all the ability draft games, like, people are like, what the hell is wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, this is a goddamn ability draft. I'm going home. See you later.
I feel like even outside of that, it's like, now that we have matchmaking ranked, I don't want to hear your shit in regular at this point, because to me, that mode is now for like just having a good time versus ranked. If you really care that much about whether you win or lose, you should probably be in ranked anyway. At least in my opinion.
In my opinion, I love the mode, and I think in a weird way, and I think it helps some certain players out a lot. I think it teaches fun new exercises that people should come to know, like clicking on your enemy hero. Now you have to see what skills they have. This will help them out when clicking on enemy heroes to see if they have vision detection, if you're playing stealthy. So it adds over an aspect like that. What's the other one? A lot of heroes like to play stealthy, so they'll get like bounty hunters, Windwalker, they'll go for Ricky Morrow's ultimate and stuff like that, so it teaches players to get detection more often. So maybe these are traits that we hope to see them bring over into normal matchmaking. I think of it like that. I think it's a fun mode. Yeah, we can only hope, though.
I think it's an interesting intellectual exercise in how well you understand synergy and how well you can kind of just work with... Because, I mean, if you think about it, when you're drafting these, I mean, you need to think about, okay, do I, like, there's these two very specific, like, abilities that combo really well. Can I actually get both of them with my position in the draft? I mean, it puts everyone into the captain's chair for a brief moment for their own hero, and they actually understand the depth that is drafting in Dota, even if it's just on a level of I'm drafting abilities as opposed to I'm drafting a complete hero set every time I pick. It's still there, and it's still a pretty deep and strategic mode, but it's also just silly and fun because stupid stuff is going to happen no matter what, and no one's going to change that. So you can go in and have a blast, but you can also really kind of either learn a lot about how to synergize well or prove to people, yes, I really do understand Dota. And if you have a really good understanding of Dota, you will crush 90% of your ability draft games because it's just easy to make a good hero if you really know what's going on.
And the best part is, I don't give a shit what hero I got.
Yeah.
Give me Meepo. Give me Wraith King. I don't care. It doesn't matter whether I'm ranged or melee. It's just like, I'll choose whatever skills I want.
I always get strength characters and then pick, like, all, like, mid abilities, and it's just not go well. It's
usually... You gotta do...
That's why you don't like the mode. You're just terrible at it.
I just refuse to not build, like, five, just get all stuns and, like, just dumb things.
I did a permanent invisible PA with all stuns. That was funny.
So,
There's no one else on our team who wanted to pick. No one else on our team wanted to pick any CC, so I picked three stuns and Permanviz. I had some serious mana problems, let me tell you.
It's like Bane.
Yeah, pretty much. I had getting anyone with some sort of Windwalk and Bane's Fiend's Grip is hilarious, or just some sort of mobility in Bane's Fiend's Grip. Just like, what's that? You mean a hero that's incredibly positioning reliant, and now you have mobility on it? Sweet, done.
That funny one that someone did, like, lately the big craze is getting Enchant Totem, so you get Enchant Totem in, like,
Enchantresses,
in, like, Impetus, so you just Enchant Totem and, like, chuck that spear, and it does, like, a huge crit if it happens to land on a crit. It's insane.
I've seen Enchant Totem, Tidebringer, and I think it was Bounty Hunter's Janata all at the same time, just one-shot the entire area.
It's fun. It's fun.
Horrifying. So, yeah, I don't know. It's fun, though.
Yeah, Craig, you hate it.
I mean, I hate it, yeah.
It's fun, though. I hate
everything.
God, I'm never playing it.
Fuck. But,
Craig.
Well, let's move on to some tournament stuff. So MLG and Joint Dota announced a $60,000 TKO tournament, which is $30,000 for each region. The regions are not going to play each other. There's three stages of round-robin play, and it's all viewable through MLG TV. The teams for TKO America are Denial Esports, some team named E-Hug, for Sweet Revenge, Pool Sorcery, some Tangos, Sad Boys, which is the unofficial, basically, EG team. Then, you know what's funny? Like, on MAD, they would, because MAD came back.
Yeah, they were speculating about that because Charlie is too woman to say anything.
On MAD, they came back because they were jealous of us, I'm pretty sure. And they're like, oh, well, we can't really say if they are or they aren't. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, like 3 days ago, Greg was like, yeah, I'm telling you, it's EG.
It's the new EG team, spoiler alert.
You didn't watch Chat Wheel? Really?
God damn it.
Thanks.
Got words for you, Charlie.
I know. Speed Gaming, which is apparently now international, but now U.S., because I guess they have six members. Is that the actual case I read? There was like six members because they're switching to Arteezy. I don't know.
What?
It's like they're under the U.S., right?
Three of them are from the U.S., so they're the majority of the U.S.
Wasn't there another tournament they've gone to, though?
Wait, are you talking about Speed or Sad?
Speed. Sorry. Oh. I went to Speed. That was the next one.
What the hell?
I know that Sad Boys is American. Obviously,
why
but
would
I went
to Speed said they're is both. American.
Because
there's
they're
no one on Speed from America.
They're playing in TKO America.
Oh, they're from whatever. They're from North. Because if you think of Speed, it's a North American team. I don't know.
I feel like they should be American. I do. But
also, also TKO America would be dookie if they didn't have Speed in there. There would be like no good teams.
Well, I think that's the actual reason. But
yeah,
see,
sure
here, there. Swaggin Tiger is from Brazil, and then Team Liquid. Which, how did they do today, Greg?
You actually cast Liquid destroyed. It was that wasn't TKO though. That was shitty all. But they made Swag look dumb, basically. But Liquid's 3-0 in the group. Sad Boys are 3-0. Speed is 2-0. So everything predictably. E-Hug is 1-2 on the brink of elimination with Denial. Force Sweep Revenge is right in the middle, 1-1. And then Swag and PSST are eliminated. So, I don't know. Sad Boys look really good. All the games I've seen of them. PPD's drafting seems to have settled down a little bit. You guys were shitting all over him 2 weeks ago. And it seems to be pretty good now, I think. They've definitely found their most comfortable lineups, which are kind of greedy still, but it's worked now for them really well. They've picked some really weird heroes for Arteezy, though, and still won, so mostly, notably, like, 0-11 Drow is pretty impressive.
Do you think, like, this is me thinking weird once again, but when I see, like, I saw their Sad Boys game today, and I think they felt so confident that they just put this crazy draft up there where they got Lycanthrope and a, you know, Sand King and a Magnus, like, all on the same team, and it was just, and then they would get, like, Vanguard late and stuff like that. I'm like,
you have to understand that this team will never, I mean, unless it's, like, the finals, they'll pretty much do stuff like that all the time. Like, there was a game in MLG the other day where Arteezy went first item Radiance on SF, and they won the game, like, easily. So
Well, what I'm saying also is, do you think that some people might think of it in a weird way that they're almost disrespecting their opponent by saying, like, we're going to pick, you know? They're just doing it like, just so you know, we don't take you very seriously. I'm going to go ahead and pick this lycanthrope first, and then we'll move on from there, you know? And the other team is, like, picking obsidian, and they're trying to, but they do get outclassed. I mean, it's just funny.
They're not the best right now, but they're very good.
But that's, like, I wonder how... that the teams think that way, like, wow, they're not even taking us seriously, they're just going to pick like that.
I mean,
have you looked at who's on the team?
The guys have some ego. I don't think any of those guys are.
I think it's fun. Me personally, I think it's fun. I like to see pros play those heroes and, like, take the game somewhat seriously still. So I like it, but I just wonder what the other teams or maybe some other viewers think.
I mean, PPD and RTZ both have rather large egos, so does Fear. Not Fear is a little less. Universe and Zai don't really, but I mean, when you have Arteezy on your team, and I love Arteezy, but
he's so good. A goddamn it's character. It's one of those guys you're just like, he talks shit, but he's good. Yeah. Can't do anything about it. Talk shit, he's good. Like, he'll back it up. I'm like, you know what, man? All more prop to you.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like watching them play though. I've enjoyed the MLG tournament. Something I do want to say is it's pretty notable after MLG put up like that Reddit post and stuff, they appear to not be getting casters, so I don't know.
What's up with that?
People got dicked on in there, we'll just say that. There are some people that got dicked on, and that's, I mean, I understand why, because I mean, in the end, it's just going to cost them way less money, so it's whatever. Just wanted to mention that.
How tame of you.
I'm real.
So professional, yet so grumpy.
I know. You can hear it in his voice. He's holding back. He's really wants
to rage. I have a lot more things to say about that, but it's rude and not worth it. It's just, I'll just suffice to say that people got dicked on from that. That's
all right. So Dota Cinema has joined into the, let's say, hosting tournaments.
Esports ring, realm.
And also esports realm, and now has Sindarin on their team, which is funny because you would have thought that Sindarin would, you know, join Dota.
Sindarin had as many opportunities as he wanted to go to join Dota, apparently, yeah, and did not take them. So I'm not surprised.
I wonder why. That's not like any, like, I have any.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
I wonder why, you know.
But
yeah, they must have just had some sort of perks or something he liked. He's really good. I'm sure he can go wherever he wants, pretty much.
He's that rare blend of I have incredible charisma and I have spot on analysis all the time.
Absolutely.
That I really wish I could live up to.
And first hand experience, you know, he's like, when I was there in the fucking firefight, I did, you know, so.
When I was playing at the International, it's like, damn it, man, yeah. I can't compete with that.
Like, well, I watched the International at home, you know, well, you know, so.
I sat on my couch and drank some beer.
Yeah.
Sadly.
As I watched Fnatic get eliminated every time. Ugh, heartbreaking. But they're my boys,
that's
man.
That's your Hontrash coming out.
They're my Hontrash boys. That's exactly what
Hontrash boys.
So the tournament is $20,000.
I think that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
For a
draft
mode.
For a captain's
draft.
Considering CD is just like a broken and imbalanced mode, like it's like something like 60 or 70% in favor of first pick or something like that.
Everyone's gonna watch it though.
Oh, it's gonna be a blast.
Gonna watch like, it. They're like, and they're doing it right. They're going big right away. And they're like, everyone's gonna watch this, and we're gonna have an even better one next time.
Yeah, I mean, it's only as a tournament. I've wanted it since the second captain's draft was announced. I understand this imbalance, but I'm gonna watch it like crazy. It's gonna be an absolute blast.
It's also gonna be on MLG TV as well. So MLG, what do you guys have? You guys, what do you guys think of MLG TV?
I've had some weird sound glitches, but generally the video quality is so good compared to Twitch that I'm okay with it. Sometimes I have to do some workarounds to get my sound to work again, and but you know, quite frankly, when I'm sitting in East Coast USA. With a fiber optic connection, Twitch should not be lagging, and it does. I'm just like, what is going on? You have servers not, you know, 50 miles from where I live. What is going on?
They get hit hard. Those servers get hit hard.
They're like the fourth highest level of traffic.
That stat came out the other day. That was incredible. Twitch is like the fourth highest user of internet in that like peak.
at like almost 2%, which is pretty incredible.
I bring on MLG TV stream. Even this new Hitbox stuff, I think Twitch needs more competition.
Yeah, and make them step their game up even more. Yeah. I hope that all this stuff really makes them actually do things. But yeah, I don't know. CD tournament, it's going to be fun. Alliance, Fnatic, Na'Vi, Roxas, Sigma, and Liquid. I'll watch it. Seems like it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
For this, yeah. But it's good.
I will say, I found out, because that's a question, just in case anyone's curious, you're not eligible for tournament drops through MLG yet. Like in Twitch, you can actually own the ticket and then get drops even though you're not in the game. Right now with MLG, they don't have that implemented, but they are going to be doing that. So just word for the wise, if you think you're going to get some kind of tournament drop, you are not. Make sure to check it out in Dota TV if you can. Now, speaking of, you actually, Cotto, you just brought up Hitbox.tv. They announced a new King of the Hill tournament series.
First of all, I'd like to display my public grievances. Some asshole took all of the fucking usernames of people that have usernames that are notable, namely myself.
What a smartass. Just go through their shit. You must not even need more than different emails.
So fucking
just like, who's a popular streamer? Mine now.
He must have just like found a list somewhere of like people in esports, or just like gone down his Twitter following list and just like, well, let me make this username and this, like, and he made both of mine, like, what is Hip TV and what is Hip.
You'll get an email in a week. He'll be like, hey buddy, you want that back? $50.
Seriously,
please.
Like, I'm afraid that's what's gonna happen. But
hey, Kyle yeah, guy, you want yours back? I'm like, no, I make Kyle guy Dota. Thank you.
Fucking
thank
annoying.
You.
So
I mean, that's
whatever.
Pretty. I mean, that's pretty shit. But Greg, just hypothetically. How much would it be worth for you to have it back?
Oh my god.
I was pathetic. I was like, Darius, bam. Smile. No one gave a shit. Beatles. I even got.
Yeah, I even got Beatus. Beatus doesn't even have Dota on his computer. Joke's on that guy.
So. I even got Darius with two H's because my fucking H key is broken. So it was like, oh, I got Darius with two H's and one H. Perfect.
Yeah, so that's really annoying. So I would say, if someone said something in that chat, don't believe it. But the first game happened the other day, the first series or whatever, and Speed just like crushed them, right? They won 3-0, I think. All right, no one confirmed. I'm pretty sure Speed won 3-0, and Cheever and Theban casted.
Yeah. Oh wait, Speed against who?
Fnatic was the first one, and Speed won 3-0.
No, I was watching my boy Z Hug, so didn't catch it. Sorry.
Wow.
Just all fancy.
Right. Me and all 10 other people.
Fancy and contractually obligated.
No. So. I'm just a big Ryu Boris cheerleader.
He actually is, though. But, I don't know. It's fun, I guess. I mean, this. I'm a little wary of this organization. The way they've been going about things is pretty sketchy. They had, like, the bounty... No, this is the bounty hunter thing. They had a... Goddamn. They had this, like, streaming contest thing. Or if you like stream the most and got X number of viewers, they'd pay you money. Like, I don't know. It's basically, I've heard that the people behind Hitbox are basically the same people that owned Own3D. And that service was beyond sketchy, so.
Well, they owe money to people still.
Oh, yeah.
They owe Sing a lot of money. Owed like $6,000.
They owe a lot of people a lot of money, so.
If you were to dig through the archive of the Dota Radio Morning Show, it was like episode 2 or 3, I think. We did an interview with one of the guys who was working on Hitbox. So it's got to be listed in there somewhere. I think DotaRadio.com is still up in spite of the fact that Sayori is with Beyond the Summit now. So if anyone's interested, you could find it there if you wanted to look through the archives, if you're really interested in what's going on with Hitbox, to get a little bit of info from those guys.
So.
Now, who exactly from
I think
in
it's
Hitbox?
The CFO, I think.
I think it was the CFO.
CFO, yeah.
Okay.
So, the people that handle all the money. No problem.
Should people be concerned about this?
No one uses it, so no.
Yeah.
It's like 10 people on it.
I went over, I checked it out. It looked like a couple people who were banned from Twitch, to be honest.
Oh, I forgot there was that girl. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
I'm like, oh, this is cool. Wow. Oh, you guys couldn't make it in Twitch.tv, I guess, and this is where you are now.
Yeah, see you later.
The seedy underbelly of Twitch TV.
You know, we'll see. Like I said before, more competition,
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm down with that. So,
by the way, we've been calling Speed Gaming Speed Gaming, but in actuality, they're Cloud9.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was just announced.
Congrats. You have a sponsor that's not fucking incompetent. Good luck. They're Cloud9 is a huge LOL sponsor.
Don't make fun of Marco. He's older than you, and he's been to jail.
Multiple times, maybe.
God. Yeah, so congrats to them, honestly, because now they'll have an organization that's not terrible. So that's good. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they'll do well. I bet their contracts are pretty competitive, and I'm sure they'll get a lot of support, and I don't know. It's good. It's good stuff. They deserve it.
So this is what I wonder now is because we were talking about them being UK or not, and I know that sponsor is a big NA like sponsor, picking up a lot of NA LOL teams and such, and I don't know if they would have a gamer house or anything like that, but if it would make them be more based in the NA scene, and then would they become a full US team? Or am I overthinking this?
They're not going to change the roster.
I know, but I feel like some teams, I feel like I've seen some teams base their or their gamer houses as opposed to the majority of them being from a certain location.
Well, I mean, the thing is that the best place to have your gaming house is on the US East, because then you can play to Luxembourg and you can play to US West to play Chinese teams. So it's just like the best place.
If they like have a gaming house in Boston, we're going to go crash it.
I would be support. I would definitely go party with Eternal Envy.
Gonna
this thing's awesome.
Jam out to K-pop and anime music.
Oh my god, that sounds like a great party, Greg. Have fun.
Utada Hikaru speaks right
that
to
is,
my soul.
That is the joke. That's the joke. Alright, whatever. I tried.
So quiet. So quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll get a team house. I think Cloud9 is like... I don't really know. I honestly don't know anything about the LOL scene except for Team Solo Mid, but this is like a big sponsor, right? Anyone? Alright.
I'm pretty sure
this is a fairly large sponsor. It would be like the equivalent of like
there are any LOL teams right? Like first, so
yeah. So it'd be like the equivalent of EG getting another team or something. It's a big deal. Okay, I'm sure their contracts are sweet.
You mean Alliance?
Whatever. whatever. Alex Garfield's calling it these days. Man, I'm just flaming today. Oh well.
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but on Night Session just linked me a. This is an interview on Gamer about this, about Cloud9 picking them up. And they've been looking, I guess they've been looking at Speed since they were Kaipei. So if you guys want to check it out, go to ongamers.com and check it out. I haven't read it yet because it just came into my Skype, but you might want to look at it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, I don't know. It's fine.
My opinions are
so shitty today. I'm sorry.
I know you've been casting on.
I'm tired,
Greg. You've been casting for like 7 hours. Don't you want to talk about Dota more?
Yes.
Come on.
Somewhere.
Never enough. Hashtag don't stop.
But I don't know. Seriously though, I'm happy for them that like AUI is like AUI and Sing are like and Envy all. I think they stopped playing Dota, and then they just talk to each other about the most ridiculous shit that they could do, and then they do it, like. I went to a LAN and talked to Envy for like a while in Rochester, and like the level we had to make trivia questions at one point, and it was me, Gods, B-Ballin, Envy, and Mott making these trivia questions, and the amount of shit that Envy knows about Dota is truly unbelievable. Like he knows everything. So they, I don't know, him and AUI work really hard. I mean, the rest of the team does too, but I know them a lot more than the other guys, so.
Well, I think between the two of them, you have pretty much the two best theory crafters.
Yeah,
in Dota.
Like they have like the best mechanics knowledge, and like the most. That's what I was getting at. That's what I tried to say, but really just flamed. Like they're amazing theory crafters, and they have probably the best mechanics knowledge out of anyone in Dota. So, like, I don't know. The team works really hard, and their success has been pretty notable, in my opinion. So.
So, and the final topic we have actually for this evening was the Meet Your Maker's new lineup. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but they finally announced their lineup, which is Unicorn, Crit, Ace, Mini, actually from old Speed Gaming,
what?
And Exist.
Mini was never on Speed Gaming.
What was it? He was on
this
team
was this
before
is, that's,
that. Sorry.
That's Mouse's old lineup.
Yeah.
Mouse, sorry.
They picked up Mouse.
It's Mouse. It's Team Life.
Yeah.
this is a pretty underwhelming announcement considering the amount of like stuff they've been putting up. I mean, this is like a solid team. I think Mini is one of the most underappreciated players in Europe, probably. Although he didn't, I think he stopped playing Dota for a little bit. But his Wisp and his Chen are like on another level. So I don't know. I'm pretty ambivalent about this. MYM is shady at best organization. And I know it's like completely new people, but really people just bought the name so they could use it and get sponsors. Just don't blame them for that.
Probably bought it cheap because you can't erase. Well, you can't erase that kind of stain.
You can't erase that. Like that is like,
especially when they were so well known and well respected for a while, and then they just screwed everything up and screwed so many people over.
Yeah,
they're never gonna get rid of that taint.
They're gonna have to change their name to like, instead of MIM to like, maybe you might forget.
So.
Community never forgets, trust me.
Yeah. They're pretty good, and Misery is going to be their coach or something. I don't understand that at all. I guess he's not playing Dota anymore. Is that like that what that means? Like, why is Misery coaching them? Why isn't he just replacing like Exist? I don't know who that guy is. Sorry. Misery is better than, I'm sure, someone on this team. Why isn't he just not playing? I don't know.
Maybe not. Can't do the time commitment, maybe?
I mean, I guess
does he have the fire? I don't know.
He just got like, I mean, he must have a lot of money left over from China. He just like live in a team house for a year and a half. I don't know. This is just really, it's weird to me. It seems like they like made the team together. They looked at it and like need something.
Ray and says then they that got he's playing on another team.
Oh, all right. Well, then they got a stapler out and then they stapled his name on there. Like, that's what it needs. We're good now, guys. Put it up. That's how I feel about it. Oh, Ryu says, I have details, can't tell you nerds, I'm banning him. I just banned Ryu.
Good call. I don't know, I'm kind of indifferent on this one.
Get that trash out of here.
Oh, man. So
I'm kind of indifferent on this one. I really don't see him making much of a splash, but Mini deserves a little bit of, you know, respect, and he deserves to be a good team, but I don't know if Bait You Maker is going to be it for him. We'll see.
I mean, this roster has been like around for a while. I feel like Crit and Unicorn have played together for like ever, and Ace, and then Mini's kind of team dumped a bunch, but I don't know. We'll see.
Did you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we sign off with anything?
You know, there's a topic around here, but we could skip it.
Yeah, that's what I did. Didn't seem like a good topic to talk about, really. Honestly. Kidding.
All right. So yeah.
So where?
Any closing remarks anyone wants to talk about?
Got to check out that Helios tournament. That's what I'm talking about. I'm casting the Helios tournament tomorrow. We start playoffs, like quarter, and there's some good teams in there.
That's the one that Asia Moore is casting, right?
Yeah, well, that was the qualifiers, and now we're going to the playoffs. We're putting in the big guns, all right? Not some girls with big guns. We're going to put in the big guns. So let's all pretend that never happened, and I'll be there to clean up the mess and fucking bring the show.
Good call.
I got banned from the Helios stream that night.
When I watch competitive Dota, I don't care about the stats in the corner. All I want to see is...
Oh, God, that was horrible, man.
You know, I was watching a stream that has nothing to do with this, but it's like, you know, the Casey-tron stream? We were actually watching this one night, me, Greg, and Mason, and it's like, it was like the most...
similar mode. Never mind.
It was the most crazy shit you ever seen in your life, because, like, she's, like, reading off every donation, like, message she gets.
Yeah.
Right? So what happens is, like, I'm not going to fucking say that. I'm going to say that. And she's definitely the biggest bitch. She's like, I'm going to go mid. I'm going to save this game. And then she stands, like, there. She's like, I'm a gamer girl. And she's standing.
And then
standing, she ult-tabs like
and dies. And then she's and like, she, oh, that's really weird. She killed me. And then she, like, goes straight back in the lane. Dies
she's
again.
She's, like, fucking. She's reading, like, these messages as she's just playing the game. It's like League of Legends. Just standing around mid. It's like, I'm going to go save mid. I'm like, bitch, no, you ain't. You're just going to stand there. But the thing is, there's another woman, I guess, that goes on this stream, and I don't know her name, but she wears, like, low-cut shirts and all that shit. And I was talking to my wife about it. I'm like, we do it to ourselves. It's not her. It's
Honey, that's why I'm watching their stream, okay? That's why I'm watching.
I need to save esports.
It's absurd. Look at this, honey. This is absurd. This lady's wearing a low-cut top shirt playing Dota. I'm watching it. Whatever.
No, we spur this on because that one of the nights I was watching it, it's like, it, at the bottom it has like top donation, $5. All right, $20. All right, $25. And this is just a top donation. This isn't the other donations you got. That night, her top donation was like $100. In like 2 hours, she made $200. In 2 hours, she made fucking stripper money. Okay, $200 for an hour.
I mean, that's basically what she was doing, right?
If I had tits, I'd do it. Okay, I can't blame her.
I mean, she knows it's working. It's getting money. I think she's faking it, and I think she's just trolling everyone. And she knows it's bringing big money. She's probably got some serious creepers messaging her, like, hey, you know, next time you come on, wear a pink top, I'll give you $5,000. You know, so. There's probably all sorts of stuff, and if she's getting money doing it, then go for it.
But she made.
I mean, it's. I don't know how I feel about it, but whatever.
She made $200 drawing a shitty MS picture of another streamer named Poop Butt 101. Okay, that's where she made $200 from. Are you
fucking Chris? I wish they were just.
Can you give me his email?
Meta or idiot? Twitch would just go around and just ban all these freaking people. Like there are some, like there are girl streamers that are like completely fine. Like Shiver notably, I have like literally, she's like, it doesn't matter if she's a girl or not. She's Shiver. She doesn't go around with like her boobs out, like begging for donations.
She's taken anyway. Bulldog has her.
It's just so funny to me. Like on one hand, like I absolutely get where you're coming from. Like I'm like, oh, that's a little weird. By the other hand, it's like you're a man being like, I'm just disgusted that these ladies are bringing out their chest. While trying to watch video games, I just think it's repulsing and it should be gone. So it's like on one hand I agree with you, on one hand I'm like, we sound so stupid right
now.
All
right, I'm there.
No, I don't think it's like it's repulsive. I just think I have.
I think
internet.
It's more sad.
If
than
I want
anything.
To fucking tits, I can find them in about 3 seconds. I don't need it in Dota.
Although I gotta
or
say,
like in streaming, I can find that shit. It ain't hard.
Why not both? The entertainment value is Diggity. Very is definitely intended. There. We have it's
the entertainment value for that stream that night was awesome though. You had this beta dude. You leave her alone. She's really nice. It was amazing. I don't know who it is, but I want to listen to that guy all the time because he's so beta. And it had to be an act. It had to be a guy acting because no guy.
I just don't believe those.
It's that beta. Nobody. He's like, and then your parents find your porn in a video folder, and then you're in trouble. And you don't have a magic shop anymore because you can't run a magic shop because now people know about this. I'm like. This guy is fucking amazing. He's like the best Ryu. Actor. You know what?
Why Ryu moved to New York, the real reason.
That's right.
All
right,
well, I guess we talked about the topic I didn't want to talk about anyway. Well, we're done here.
B-Diz, I don't have a second monitor. I only have one.
Yeah, that's what I do, actually.
You're in my background.
I got three monitors, so that's what I do.
All right, well, Greg, where can they find more about you?
My Twitter, at WhatASipTV. I recently re-gave away the free-to-play poster. There were complications with the first one. Got sent back to my house, and then he stopped answering me on Twitter. So then I re-gave it away. And hashtag rig, just pro hard somehow won. Actually ridiculous. But yeah, follow me on Twitter there. Also our website.
Being a guy's doing things for girls.
What is hip.tv?
You can't take her, man. She's for Charlie.
That's true. She's Charlie's girl. I can't, you know, I can't imprint.
She's one of the coolest. She's one of the coolest out there, actually.
But we are maybe starting to put content back up there. We did a workshop weekly this week that Darius did, our lovely workshop extraordinaire. Throws money at the screen on a regular basis. So
I have nothing better to do than just look at workshop items and go, that's really nice.
I want that. So, yeah, find me there. Also, yeah, follow my Twitter if you want to watch me cast. I tweet pretty obsessively when I cast, so you'll know.
Hippie, where can people find you? What are you doing lately now that Zoriri has left you behind like an asshole?
What am I doing? Looking for more things to cast. Basically, just drinking my sorrows away here on the East Coast. Looking for games to cast. I was just casting today with Greg. I'm hoping to be casting more in the future. I messaged a certain coddle guy, and he never got back to me.
Wow!
I'm glad Coddle, we can have this together on stream.
Coddle, don't worry about it. Hippie isn't following me on Twitter, so he's an asshole.
Oh my god.
But you can find me at HippieCasting on Twitter. Anytime I'm doing something, I'll have a tweet up there for something.
I also have a request for everyone listening and our podcast listeners. If you can come up for a clever name for What Is Hip and Hippie together, I'll send you a rare
what
or
is
something.
Hippie?
I'll give you something. No. See, that's stupid though. Like I came up with hippies. I came up with Hip Squared today. That was the best I came up with. So if you come out with something good, then I'll like give you a rare or something. I don't know. Something creative.
Oh, Vey. Shitty duo names. All right.
I find Coddle. It entertaining. I don't know about you, but.
Coddle.
Yes.
My man. Where can they find more about you?
My Twitter is CoddleGuy. Same goes for my Twitch.tv. Come by and hang out. Tomorrow is going to be an awesome day of casting. I've been waiting all weekend. You know, I missed a couple opportunities to get on the bigger stage for other stuff, so I've been amped up more now to do it on my little stage with the Helios tournament with this e-hug thing. We're gonna have a blast, so I'll be sure to be tweeting all about that, so come and hang out. And yeah, guys, thanks for having me on here again. This was fun. I'm still locked in the bedroom, but this has been great.
It's all right.
Find some way to entertain yourself.
So
well, as for me, you can find me at Dariath on Twitter. Please follow me. Remember to follow all of us because it helps with sponsorships if ever we get one. You know, it helps with exposure. Actual companies do look at it because they feel like how much can we – if we sponsor a person, how much is it going to matter? You know what I mean? So if you guys can follow us, it would be great. And I get bored talking to myself and Coddle specifically because that's the only people I talk to. A few others, actually. It's actually gotten better because when you have no one following you on Twitter, it's like the worst thing in the world to keep tweeting. It really is.
It's like, it's so like an exercise sad. In motivation. It's like, will anyone answer me?
You feel so sad and pathetic because no one responds.
Then one day you drink too much, throw on a fake beard and hat, and just have a party.
I remember
suddenly
that.
You're the most beloved name in Dota.
Oh my god.
So. And then you're typecast as Coddle Guy. Never going further. It's okay.
I heard about this guy named Gnomeface, though. He's coming up.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot. Oh, God. I forgot to shout out Mason. Mason.
No, you didn't forget.
You're right. I didn't forget. Fuck you.
And that's right.
See, and he'll be casting Helios with Coddle Guy, right? Is that true? I make that up.
Oops. Yeah. Mason. Yes, he will be. Absolutely. He's been a sport.
And he'll be back next week, so.
He will be back next week. He had to go to an emergency. He had to go to the ER. Apparently has chlamydia or something. I don't know. But he said he'd be back next week.
God, I told him to wear that man pawn. What is his problem?
I don't know, man. You gave it to him. So, as always, you can find me at Dota, at Dariath, excuse me. And I think that'll do it for this week. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for everyone at home. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Wave, everyone. Yay. Yeah. Aww.